Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the story of an abandoned railroad town and the ghosts that some believe remain. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Each Friday of October, we're exploring the spooky side of Ohio. This Freaky Friday, we're taking you to a ghost town. Nobody lives in Moonville anymore. But while the people may be gone, their stories keep the town's history alive. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
The road to Moonville twists and turns through the dense woods of Hocking Hills in Vinton County. On one side, it plummets to a stream bed far below. So Jeanette Quackenbush navigates the curves in her orange Jeep with care.
When people come up here, it's almost scary enough that the drive scares them.
Quackenbush is a local author and storyteller from a town just a few minutes away. She collects ghost stories and folklore and shares them with others on haunted hikes and ghost hunts. Moonville, she says, is one of the scariest places in the state. Back in the early 1800s, just two families lived in the area.
The Fergusons farmed, and the Coes had a grist mill and a sawmill. They also had discovered that they also had coal.
That coal attracted the Cincinnati and Marietta Railroad. Its tracks crossed Vinton County around 1856.
When they put the train station in, that's when it became the town of Moonville, because they saw the moon coming up over the tunnel and named it Moonville Station.
Little mining communities popped up near the tracks, and people walked along them to visit friends and family. Very little remains of those towns now. The crumbling foundations of homes are hidden by the luscious trees and weeds of the backwoods. The train tracks have been ripped out too, replaced with crushed limestone to accommodate hikers and bikers. But Moonville Tunnel still stands.
And if you look over to the left, you can see the tunnel.
From here, we approach the tunnel on foot. As we get closer, swirls of colorful graffiti take distinct shapes. Bold brick letters above the tunnel announce the entrance to Moonville.
So right now we're inside the tunnel.
It's long and narrow. There's just enough room for a solitary set of tracks. And there's nowhere for a person to hide to get away from an oncoming train.
That is one of the reasons that so many people were killed within the tunnel. They just weren't fast enough to outrun the train.
Quackenbush has dug through historical documents from the late 1800s and estimates 27 people died along this section of tracks. Legend has it, some of their spirits still haunt the place today. There's the town bully, Baldy.
He was a huge hulking beast of a man.
He'd pick fights and throw stones at people as they walked past, until he was killed.
Baldy may be gone in human form, but in spirit form, he's still around.
Then there's Lavender Lady. The older woman was hit by an oncoming train. Her body flew out of the tunnel.
And where you're standing right now, people would catch the scent of lavender. So we believe that this is the area that Lavender Lady haunts.
The stories go on. The ghost of a train engineer can be seen waving a lantern, and an 8-foot-tall brakeman with eyes that shine like bulbs of fire sometimes wanders the tracks. These ghosts are the focus of Midnight at Moonville. The spooky festival takes place tomorrow. It pulls in thousands of people from across the country. Caleb Appleman is one of the festival's organizers.
It sort of has, you know, national recognition in a way that other things in Benton County don't.
But the festival isn't just a celebration of Halloween and the city's spooky past.
It brings people into the area where we can help educate them about, you know, our Appalachian culture, heritage.
No matter how much truth lies in these ghost stories, he says, they're rooted in the region's real industrial past. And by telling their stories, they're keeping that history alive. In Moonville, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.